All right, everybody, buckle up because we are about to go on a ride that connects the dots between Hollywood, big tech, ancient evil spirits, and you guessed it, the year 2025. And let me just tell you something real quick because the pieces are falling into a place in a way that's either one big coincidence or the biggest reveal of our time. Now, back in 1988, John Carpenter dropped a movie called They Live, and most of you have probably seen it. But at first glance, it's just, a regular sci-fi movie. It's a sci-fi flick. However, like a lot of other stories that get labeled as fiction, there seems to be more truth in it than most people realize. Now, in the film, John Nada, played by Roddy Piper, stumbles onto a pair of sunglasses that let him see reality for what it really is. No sugarcoating, no distractions, just the raw truth. And what is that truth? What does he see? He sees a world that is run by aliens disguised as humans, and everything around him, billboards, magazines, TV, all of it, is loaded with subliminal messages, okay? It says, obey, consume, stay asleep. The masses are clueless. They're walking around under some sort of mind control. Does it sound familiar? Well, it should. Why? Because here's the kicker. In one of the key scenes of the movie, towards the end, these alien overlords, they brag about the year 2025, okay? This is not a joke. Here's the clip.
Our projections show that by the year 2025, the entire planet will be under the protection and the dominion of this power alliance.
So you just saw it. They said in 2025, they'll have full control of the planet. Not partial control, not in progress, full control. All right? So here we are in 2025, and what do we have? We have a society where the elites are richer than ever. Surveillance is everywhere, and AI has started making decisions for us, okay? AI, we have AI facial recognition, we have all these new things that are happening right now as we speak in 2025. This is the year where AI has taken control, all right? Because, right now, as you watch this video, there are plans being set into motion that will put AI in control of the federal government. There's already companies like Palantir who use artificial intelligence, these super AI-powered weapons that kill people, okay? Now, this is just the beginning, but we're in 2025 and the control has started. And now, another thing that most people don't even realize. I don't know if you've heard about this, but Meta has a pair of glasses. Just like in the movie, you put them on and it changes reality. In the movie, they see the spiritual realm, they see the unseen realm. But in reality, in 2025, Meta's glasses let you see an augmented reality. And Mark Zuckerberg said that these things are going to be basically taking over your smartphone. You're going to be, in the future, people are going to be wearing these devices instead of smartphones, apparently. I'm never going to wear one, but that's what they're pushing for. And usually, when they push for something, it happens. Now, we're actually about to start wearing devices that literally change the way we see the world. Now, just tell me, what are the odds of that? That 2025 was set in the movie from 1988, that would be the year they take full control. And here we are, the year that they take full control is 2025. What are the odds? Here's the thing. John Carpenter wasn't just being subtle. The alien executives tell the Room of Human Collaborators that 2025 will be the year the entire planet will be under their dominion, like we saw that clip. Now, the elites in the room, they cheer because they're getting rich off the deal. They sold out to their fellow humans to make a buck and get ahead, right? Sound familiar? Well, it should, because you don't have to look hard in 2025 to see the parallel. The rich are richer than ever. The gap between the elites and the rest of us is wider than at any time in recorded history, right? The same folks who will tell you to save the world are flying private jets to the climate conferences while telling you to eat bugs and shut up. All right. I'm sure you guys have seen, but if you haven't, there's a lot of congressmen and women who, when they came to office a few years ago, their net worth was, $20,000, $30,000. And now, a couple years later, on a salary of $100-something thousand, they are multi-millionaires. How does this happen? You tell me. I think we all know the answer to that. And here's the thing, guys. While we were all distracted and hypnotized by endless streaming content, scrolling social media feeds, and all this new technology that we have, they're locking down control financially, digitally, and physically. It's all happening, and it's 2025. It's the year that they said they would make it happen. Okay? In the movie, Not his sunglasses. They're the game changer, okay? When he puts them on, he sees the truth. Without them, everything looks normal. Everything's fine. Or it seems fine. But is it? No. When he puts the glasses on, he sees the monsters hiding in plain sight. He sees the propaganda plastered all over every surface. The glasses strip away the illusion and let him see reality for what it is. Now, let's talk about our reality in 2025. And let's dig a little bit deeper into this whole meta thing. Because we've touched on it just a little bit ago, but we're going to talk a little bit more about it because, in my opinion, these glasses are very similar to what was rolled out in the movie They Live, okay? So, Meta, yes. The same Meta that owns Facebook and Instagram has rolled out smart glasses with Ray-Ban. They're slick, they look cool, and they let you take photos, record video, listen to music, and talk to AI assistants. And what they're doing is they're projecting augmented reality displays right into your field of vision. They're planning a full AR rollout by, wait for it, 2025. All right, everybody, just think about it for a second. We're being sold glasses that change the way we see. Sure, they're not revealing aliens, well, at least not yet, but they're adding another layer to our reality. They're designed to keep us plugged into the system 24/7. Distractions, messages, ads, everything's popping up right in front of your eyes. You won't have to look at a screen anymore because the screen will be your reality. Okay? And this is what they have planned for us. And most people don't even realize how deep this goes because who controls what you see? The corporations, the AI algorithms, the elites, the same folks who decide who gets censored online, the same folks who are shaping the narrative of our everyday life. If you think that they won't use AR to push their agenda, well, buddy, I got news for you because they already are. Now, here's where we go deeper into this, guys, because this is just surface level stuff. You know, They Live, it shows aliens hiding in plain sight. But for thousands and thousands of years, people have said there's something else hiding in plain sight, hiding behind the mask of normalcy. You see, the Bible talks about the powers and the principalities in Ephesians 6:12. It talks about the rulers of darkness in high places and demons that operate in unseen realms that have influence over our physical world, right? It's not just in the Bible because every single culture worldwide has a form of demons, okay? The Gnostics called them the Archons, and some modern conspiracy theorists like David Icke call them reptilians or ultra-terrestrials. Now, if you talk to a deliverance minister or an exorcist today, they'll tell you that demon possession is real. It actually happens. It happens all the time. People are being influenced, oppressed, and outright controlled by dark spiritual entities, demons. And it's getting worse, okay? These things are out of control. Even the Catholic Church can't train enough exorcists fast enough. People are reporting more encounters with dark entities than ever before in the history of our world. And let me tell you something, okay? When you talk to people on the front lines of spiritual warfare, they'll say it's not just about individuals. It's about nations, governments, leaders, and, you know, whole systems that are under the sway of dark powers. Basically, these entities control everything through people. They manipulate people just like in They Live. Because in They Live, the aliens manipulate people through subliminal messaging. In real life, demons manipulate people through deception, temptation, and oppression, and probably subliminal messaging too, because that's definitely not outside of their control if they're possessing people. Whether you call them aliens or demons or spirits or whatever, the patterns are exactly the same. They hide in plain sight, they influence people, and they work to enslave humanity. It's no secret. Now let's talk about the control for a second, because in They Live, the aliens control everything, right? Through the media, through the advertising, through the broadcasting signal. They keep people blind. In 2025, though, we don't need a signal. We've got 24/7 surveillance already in place with AI algorithms with your smartphone, and, you know, it decides everything that you see online. The microphones are passively listening to send you ads when you talk about something passively in a conversation. Facial recognition systems are being implemented everywhere, including grocery stores, Walmarts, Costco, you name it, airports. It's all being implemented. So if they're looking for you and you go into public, they'll be able to find you because facial recognition will find you everywhere, okay? And, you know, then we have all the digital cryptocurrencies that track your every purchase, all right? China's rolling out social credit systems. Well, they probably already have, where stepping out of line gets you cut off. Western governments are adopting digital IDs, surveillance currency, and, you know, the surveillance systems that are put in place that will make George Orwell's 1984 look like amateur hour. It's being sold as convenience, safety, and progress. But what is it, really? It's control. And it's your control is being given away to them while they're gaining more and more control every day. Here's the truth, guys. You know, nobody really wants to talk about this, but they're building a system right under our noses that if you don't play along, you're locked out. No buying, no selling. Just like the Bible says, the mark of the beast, there'll be no buying and selling without the mark, okay? And this system is being built right under our noses. And nobody's complaining. Like, what is this? You know, people just letting it happen. Like, oh, it's fine. It's going to make life easier. You know, it's not fine. And life will not be easier when you can't buy or sell anything, right? So here's the $1 million question, everybody. Will augmented reality be used to help us see the truth? Or is it just going to be another control mechanism for the elites? You know, in theory, AR could be used to reveal hidden information. Imagine pointing your glasses at a politician and seeing their voting record, or looking at a product and seeing whether it was made with slave labor or not, right? Oh, it sounds so cool. Until you think about the other side of it, you look at a person and you can see their social credit score, and it tells you whether or not you're allowed to talk to that person. Or the person that behind the counter at the store looks at you through his glasses and sees whether you are eligible or not to buy something. Okay, let's be real here, folks. This is not where the money is. The money is in ads. It's in distraction and it's in control. AR is going to keep it's basically a tool to keep you entertained, to keep you distracted, and to keep you compliant. It's a dopamine drip that goes directly into your brain through your eyes. Okay, and just like with Neuralink, whenever people are going to be wearing these glasses, they're going to be basically not human. Because it adds another layer to reality, a layer that we were never meant to see, a layer that we weren't designed to see, and a layer that, honestly, we have no right seeing with our eyes. The more layers they add, the harder it gets to see what is real and what is not. You'll be walking around this personalized illusion, fed by algorithms and AI, controlled by the very people who own the platforms. Sounds like a horrifying reality, doesn't it? It sounds like a terrible, terrible future, but it's happening right now. And they live predicted it. Is it all coincidence? Maybe, but maybe not. I believe that there are some spiritual forces that were at play that maybe John Carpenter didn't realize, but they influenced him because he tapped into something much deeper, something ancient, a truth that's been whispered in every culture worldwide. Because there are these unseen forces that are working behind the scenes. Like we said before, some call them demons, others call them aliens, but some just call them the elites. So I want to thank you all for watching this video. Please comment below. Tell me what you think about this. And until next time, God bless you all.